Parsons is asking you, if you're going to use electrical heat, do it now. And because peak time is between 5 and 8, and they're worried about the grid being overloaded between 5 and 8 today, okay? Hi, who's this?
Patty Mac?
Yes.
Hi, this is Ivan. I wanted to put my name in as a volunteer for the San Cristobal area.
Okay.
My number is 776-1105.
776-1105. I've got you on the file there. Ivan, thank you. I appreciate your help today.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, and if you want to volunteer, and again, we don't know if you'll be needed, but if you'd like to offer your services as a volunteer in this emergency situation, feel free to call me. I'll put you on our list, and if somebody calls me with emergency needs, I'll give you a call. My number is 758-8882, and again, natural gas shortages across New Mexico, particularly here in northern New Mexico, and they're worried now with people using electricity that maybe it might overload the electricity grid as well. So it's a bit of a situation we got going on here. All right. At 12:08, don't leave your home if it's not necessary. And again, avoid use of candles is what the fire chief is telling us. Too easy to be knocked over. It could cause a fire. And don't heat the inside of your home with your barbecue. And again, other unvented combustible sources. I have to tell you this because it's happened. People have died across this country for reasons like this. Carbon monoxide poisoning. All right. Only properly vented wood stoves and fireplaces, please. Hi, who's this?
Hey, I'm Patty Mac. It's Eric Flores. How are you?
Excellent. How are you, Eric?
Pretty good. Hey, Patty, I just want to say thank you for remaining the calmness and encouraging people to do the right thing with the heating and so on and so forth.
Right.
We appreciate you, buddy.
You got it. I thank you for that, Eric.
All right. All have right. a good day, Patty.
Peace. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, who's this?
Yeah, this is Tom Trujillo, Patty Mac, and if you'd put me on your volunteer list, I'll be glad to do what I can to help.
Okay, very good. I appreciate it, Tom Trujillo. What's your phone number, Ben?
It is 779-8230.
779-8230, and I've got you on the list. If somebody needs some emergency help, I'll give you a call. Thank you, Tom. I sure appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Katos, who's this?
This is Sandy.
Hey, Sandy.
I'm calling to get the number for the man who is willing to help us with.
All right, services only for the elderly and special needs. And
oh,
it, yeah, it's not just for anybody.
Oh,
it's just for
right.
elderly and special needs. Katos.
Yeah, Patty Mac, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike, you getting overloaded?
I had two cords. I got rid of them.
Okay.
But what I'm willing to do now is put myself on the volunteer list.
Excellent.
There's elderly or disabled that have wood outside that can't get it in,
okay.
Then I'm willing to do that.
Excellent. Elderly and disabled, if you've got wood outside and you need some help from Mike would be happy to bring the muscle. It's 613-5786.
Mike,
you, sure appreciate your help today.
All right.
Bye-bye. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Katie.
Hey, Katie.
I live out on the west side of Three Peaks, and I just want to remind people that if you know somebody who has an Earthship, you might want to check in with them because they'll be warmer.
Okay. Excellent.
And you won't need to have a fire there necessarily, but it'll be warmer.
All right. Good call by you, Katie. All right. Thank you for the information.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, and they're asking you, if you're going to use electricity in this situation, use it now and try and conserve it between 5 and 8. Those are peak times, and they're worried about the grid being overloaded. So if you're going to use heat, and again, I encourage you to stock up on your water, because if that grid goes down between 5 and 8, you're going to be waterless, okay? And somebody called in with a suggestion that you don't use hot water. Don't use your hot water because you could drain your tank, and that would be a problem, okay? And somebody also suggested, I'll just throw this out there for you, you want to warm up, put some cayenne pepper in your shoes between your shoes and your sock. That'll help. That's what she said. Let's see. Commercial establishments with fire sprinkler systems. The Taos Volunteer Fire Department is encouraging businesses with sprinkler systems that may freeze to turn off their system, drain them, and monitor the structures while the system is down for potential fires. And again, when natural gas service is resumed, we don't know when that is. Remember that pilot lights on systems must be relit. Okay, more information coming on that. You will be blue tagged if you're not at home. People will be around from New Mexico Gas to relight things when things happen. And again, if you're looking for electric heaters in the Taos area, they're sold out. So don't go out and try and buy them. You can't find them anywhere. And again, still waiting on information about shelter locations here in Taos when that information becomes available. I will have that for you as soon as possible. Up in Cuesta, I already have the Alta Vista School Gymnasium being used for shelter. And in Red River, they're opening their fire department for the shelter there. And again, whenever the one becomes available here in Taos, by golly, I'll make that information available to you. That's 12:13. I'm going to shut up for a minute and have a bite of pizza. This is Constellations. It's Felicia on K-Taos. is as such. We have 24,000 customers without natural gas across the state of New Mexico, about half of those here in northern New Mexico. And, of course, possibility of taxing, because people are buying and using space heaters, of taxing our electrical system. Who knows better than about that than Luis Reyes from Kit Carson Electric Co-op, who happens to be on the phone with us right now. Luis, thank you so much for talking to us today. Give us an overview. What's the situation right now, electricity-wise? What should we be doing, and what's going on?
Okay, well, right now we're fine. What we've done already, Patty Mac, just to let you know, is under our program of load shedding and emergencies, we've asked the big loads like Chevron, Towsky Valley, Red River Ski Area, Angel Fire Ski Area, and the schools to shed their load, and they all have. They've all gone to at least half power.
Okay.
The other thing is, up to about 5 o'clock, we're fine with electric heaters. From 5 to about 8, we want people to have their electric heaters, but non-essential electrical appliances, if they can turn those off, because that's our peak time.
Right.
And so if we get through that, we'll be fine. We've set up the co-op as a kind of our center, and so we'll be open 24/7. Do have crews out in the areas in every community, so that if we do have an outage, we'll respond quickly.
Okay.
And then we have our propane company on call, so that people who either run out of gas or municipalities who need special assistance for heating, you know, different areas to keep their trucks warm.
So we have
put the full resources of the co-op to make sure that the electric system stays fully energized.
Okay, so the propane, I would imagine you guys are pretty busy with that right now, people making sure their propane is filled?
Yeah, make sure their propane is filled. That way we don't have any frozen pipes. And the other thing we're doing is like in Cuesta, helping them keep the fire trucks with portable propane heaters.
Okay.
We just also ask people to exercise safety. You know,
don't
leave them unattended. But right now our grid is holding up very well.
Okay.
And with the help from the community, and if we can get through that 6 to 8 time period, we'll be fine, because after that, the load does go down.
Okay, very, very good. Luis Reyes with Kit Carson Electric Co-op, and to recap once again, the grid holding up fine so far, and they've got emergency crews on hand and ready to go in case there's a situation. But again, conserve water and get your water situation taken care of right now, because between 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock, that's peak usage time. And they're encouraging folks to turn off their non-essential electrical items, particularly between 5 and 8. Go ahead and use your heaters if you need to, but turn off everything else. Go without television for a night. That would be good. Anyway, it's good for you to read a book from time to time. So, whatever you can turn off between 5 and 8, that helps. And once we get to the 8 o'clock time, we think that emergency will kind of subside a little bit. Luis, anything else we need to know right now?
No, what I'll do is, if there are any changes, Patty Mac, I will call you and let you know.
Great.
What's going on, but feel free to call the co-op, and we're going to work 24/7 until this natural gas issue is resolved.
All right, very good. Luis Reyes from Kit Carson Electric Co-op, and again, working hard down there to make sure everything is okay. And once again, between 5 and 8, non-essential electricity items, please turn them off to make sure everybody gets through this okay. Luis, I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon, friend.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, bye-bye. All right, you heard the man. Between 5 and 8 specifically, if it's a non-heating electrical element, please turn it off, and let's make sure everybody is okay tonight. Hi, thanks for calling Kate House. Who's this?
Hey, Patty Mac, this is Clark again.
Hey, Clark.
As probably everybody knows, I work a little bit over at O'Gaines. I just want you to know that you can come over and buy as little or as much as you want.
Excellent.
You don't have to buy a whole bunch.
Great.
So a little bit in the trunk of a car or whatever.
Yeah, if you just need a little wood to get you through the night,
right.
John Lennon would say, something to get you through the night, head up to O'Gaines. They'll sell you just as much as you need, or you can load in the back of your car or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Good to know, Clark. Mm-hmm. Thank you very, very much. O'Gaines just up the road from us, a wonderful source of your wood needs. And again, you don't have to buy a whole core, just what you need to get you through the night. They'll help you out right now. And just up the road again, our good friends at O'Gaines. And again, one more time, let me reiterate, they're asking you to be conservative with your electricity. You can keep those heaters on between 5 and 8, but they're asking you to turn off all your non-essential electricity generating items between 5 and 8. Try and keep that grid intact. And again, stay off your cell phone except for emergency services. The system is becoming overloaded. Leave the system open for emergency responders. Only use it for emergencies, please. And again, if you're using electric heaters, make sure you use them in the capacity that they are intended for, okay? Don't put them next to flammable materials, and monitor them whenever they are on, okay? And again, it's embarrassing embarrassing almost to say this, but don't bring your barbecue in and heat with that because you could get carbon monoxide poisoning. I have to say it. It happens all the time, all across this great country of ours. People do that, so I have to tell you about that. I got a volunteer list here. If you are disabled in some fashion or if you're elderly and you need some kind of help, I've got a volunteer list here, and just give me a call and I'll hook somebody up with you. And again, if you're elderly and disabled, need somebody to go outside your house. Mike's out of wood. He donated all his wood, but he's out. If you just need a strong body to go out there and bring some wood inside, if you're elderly and disabled, please call Mike at 613-5786. And thank you very much, Mike, for providing that service. It's 12:23. Short break. Come back with some more information. This is your community radio station. We are KTOW Solar 101.9. The situation has remained unchanged. Still don't have an emergency shelter. Any information here in Taos? Unfortunately, I don't have any idea what is the holdup, but we'll have that for you as soon as possible. Let's see. I did want to give you the forecast before we did anything else. We're at 12 degrees outside and mostly sunny conditions. We will see only 24 for our high today, but should stay nice and calm. So out in the sunshine, it's actually quite pleasant. It's going to get cold again tonight. Not as cold as it was last night. -6 for our expected low temperature with a 10% chance for snow flurries. The wind chill will be in the minus teens somewhere. And I know, well, it's kind of hard to tell the difference a little bit between the -6 and -26 that we had this morning, but it's considerable. So -6 tonight, 37 degrees are expected high tomorrow. And we'll let you know about the service situation. 24,000 customers without natural gas throughout the state of New Mexico. It's hit us hardest here in Taos, Cuesta, Red River, the Enchanted Circle area, unfortunately. I've got a list of volunteers if you're elderly, if you're special needs, and you need somebody to help you out in some situation. Please give me a call and I'll hook you up with somebody. Also, our thanks to Rocky Mountain Youth Corps. They're offering help and volunteer as well. They also have a little bit of wood, but not much. But if you need some Rocky Mountain Youth Corps volunteer help, give me a call. I'll set you up with them and we'll get that thing going. Taos Ski Valley, and the Ski Valley Lodge is run on propane. They've reduced their nightly rates for the next few nights. If you have any guests that need to be relocated, please refer them to Ski Valley Properties. If you can call me, I'll let you know what some of the rates are. Ski Valley is open and fully operating on generators to try and reduce consumption at this time. That's good. We thank them for that. Emergency shelters in Cuesta. It's Alta Vista Elementary School Gym on State Road 522. And in Red River, the Red River Fire Station being used as an emergency shelter. And that's at 100 East Main. And also the Faith Mountain Fellowship Church on Copper King Trail, used as an emergency shelter in Red River. And down south in Española, the Beatrice Martinez Senior Center in Vietnam Veterans Way is being used as an emergency shelter as well. And again, as soon as we figure out where one is going to be in Taos, or two or three, I'll let you know about that. All right, I do have a list of volunteers. If you would like to be one of those volunteers, please give me a call at 758-8882. That's the latest information. I'll update that as soon as I can. In the meantime, we're going to hear from my friend Sean. Sean Mullins is his name, and he's a great singer-songwriter. Murphy Song, Sean Mullins on KTOS. Did get this message from Holy Cross Hospital. Holy Cross calling and telling everybody it's business as usual at Holy Cross at our hospital, and of course they're prepared for emergency situations. They're functional and plan to be so through the day and night, so Holy Cross Hospital is functional as we speak. And again, Rocky Mountain Youth Corps offering help and volunteer help as well. They've got some wood, not much they say, but if you are interested, give me a call. A few people have called in to volunteer their services, so again, if you're in need, if you're elderly or a special needs situation, if you don't have a vehicle or you're feeling a little anxious about something, call me and I'll hook you up with a volunteer. We've got a whole list of people who are willing to help out in this emergency situation, and it is officially that. Apparently, the governor is going to be addressing us right about now, so I'm going to try and see if I can find out what she's talking about. But an emergency situation here in northern New Mexico, in Cuesta specifically, and of course here in the town of Taos as well. And I'll see if I can find out what the governor's talking about. She is encouraging people, from what I understand, she's encouraging people in government entities to conserve their natural gas so it can get up here. The mayor addressing our gas shortage. Well, as soon as I find out what she's talking about, I'll get that information to you as well. And again, a number of people offering their services, even some people who say that they've got a spare room. They've got food and wood and warmth. I'm willing to help you out if you're in an emergency situation. And again, as soon as we have an emergency shelter situation here in Taos, I'll make that available for you. Hope it's not a long time. Oh, it's a song transition. It's Cake on KTOS.
It's been a long time.
All right, that's Cake. That's a long time on KTOS. 1240. A pleasant sort of afternoon to you in this emergency situation. The mayor has declared a state of emergency here in Taos. Up in Cuesta, the mayor there has declared a state of emergency as well. And across the state of New Mexico, it's a natural gas shortage. 24,000 customers are without natural gas, and most of them in our area here in the Enchanted Circle, Cuesta, Red River. Here in Taos, even Espanola, we are suffering. Unfortunately, it's hit us harder than any place else in the state, and as such, it's caused quite the emergency situation here. And apparently, the governor, I believe Governor Martinez, is addressing this as we speak. It's supposed to be having a news conference. I can't seem to find it online anywhere, unfortunately, but I'm going to check that out. Most schools have let out already. If you have kids in the school system, you should have picked them up by now or know that they're out there, and maybe that you need to arrange for them to get picked up. They're asking you to stay off your cell phone, please, for non-emergency call system is overloaded. You need to leave that system open for emergency responders. I've compiled a list of an extensive list of volunteers out there. If you're elderly, if you're special needs, if you just can't get it done, you need some help out there, I've got a lot of really great folks here in the town of Taos who'd be willing to help you out. Just call me. I'll hook you up with somebody. They'll be over to help you out as soon as possible. Okay. Start thinking about the evening. We don't know when this natural gas crisis is going to subside. New Mexico Gas, they don't know either, but they're working on it. That's all we're getting from them. Don't know. Working on it. So, rolling blackouts, by the way, is how this thing originated in Texas. Wouldn't you know it? Texas. Daggone it. I'm just going to throw the blame on Texas. If you've got a propane situation, if you've got a wood-burning situation, you think about taking some borders on tonight, okay? And I think it goes without saying, but I will say it again, your pets. Take care of your pets. It's cold right now, and it will be extremely cold tonight. Horses outdoors, really, take care of them. This morning's low was minus 26. The wind chill was minus 42. Those are killing temperatures, my friends. So take care of your animals, all right? My number is 758-8882. If you want to be one of those volunteers or if you have any questions, I'll do what I can to help you. So just give me a buzz at 758-8882. Hi, who's this?
My name's Leslie.
Hey, Leslie.
Hey, I would like to volunteer if I can just go and sit with somebody or be with somebody. My house is going to be cold too tonight, so
right.
I don't know if I could take a border, but if there's some, if someone needs to get wood in or I don't know, whatever I can help. Can I give you my number?
You bet.
It is 776-2110.
776-2110. 2110. Yeah. Hey, thank you very much, Leslie. And if somebody needs something, we'll make sure we give you a call. I sure do appreciate it.
You bet. Right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And again, as soon as that emergency shelter situation is squared away, I will let you know about that. But again, if you want to volunteer, please make sure you give me a call at 758-8882. Did hear from the governor's office up the Pueblo, and they are going to make an announcement in Tiwa. Oh, here probably within the hour, we'll put them on the air so our Native American folks up the Pueblo can understand what's going on and the native tongue. So be listening for that as well.
Same here. When you need any help, give me a holler.
Okay.
751-3897.
All right, we've got one. He's at 751-3897, adding his name to the list of volunteers. If somebody needs some help out there, make sure you call me and I'll hook it up. Thank you, Juan. Appreciate it.
Okay, Patty.
Bye-bye. Hi, who's this?
Hello? Hi, this is Karen.
Hey, Karen.
I can take orders. I have wood stoves, and my number is 770-1428.
770-1428. Wood heaters. How many borders can you take, Karen?
Four, five, six.
Four or five. All right. Listen, if I get somebody who is in an emergency situation, needs a place to sleep tonight, I'm going to give you a call, Karen.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, who's this?
This is Chris calling.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, I'm just calling to remind people that if they have backpacking stoves, that they can use those to cook on.
Backpacking stoves to cook on. Good idea,
backpacking
Chris.
Stoves, and we do have fuel here at Mud and Flood. I mean, we have a limited supply, but people are certainly welcome to come in here.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I didn't even think about that, but a lot of people have called in and said, oh my goodness, how am I going to cook tonight?
Well,
your camping cook stove, that's ideal. And again, Mud and Flood is a place you can go to take care of that. Chris, good information. Thank you very much.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye-bye. Hi, who's this?
This is Damien.
Hey, Damien.
And I'm willing to volunteer if anyone needs help. My number is 779-7737.
779-7737. Damien. I got it. Thank you, man.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Hi, who's this?
This is Roger.
Hey, Roger.
Quick reminder about the guy that just said about the backpacking and the Coleman stoves for cooking.
Right.
Great suggestion as long as people have a window or something.
Ventilate.
Open.
Yes.
Okay?
Absolutely essential.
Absolutely dangerous.
Yeah, I've been reminding people not to bring their barbecues inside because,
right.
It sounds like like silly, those of us who, you know, it was like, duh, but people die that way all the time.
All the time.
Every week people die by bringing their non-ventilated systems inside. So it's a good point, Roger, and thank you for that.
Okay, Patty.
All right, thanks, Roger. It's true, yeah. If you're going to use your cook stove, you know, put it by the window or use it outside. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Esther.
Hey, Esther.
I heard that the governor's going to speak in Kewa. Has he said anything about the casino? They have a backup generator system, so maybe they could get off the grid for a while?
I don't know, but I'm sure if it's a big situation that they have been contacted by Kit Carson Electric Co-op, for sure.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hi, who's this?
Patty, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
Hi there, Patty Mac. This is Tiffany from Urshit Biotexture.
Tiffany, how are you, my dear?
I am good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Hey, I was looking to see if you have any information or anyone out there has any information on if we could get a list. I'm just opening up our phone number of priority people who might need a warm place that has power to stay tonight. We do.
Yeah, good question. I don't know if anybody's really had time to think about that or
right. We've got.